8:14, AM 910, WJCW, Johnson City, Kingsport, Bristol, with Carl and Ellick on this Wednesday morning. Here's Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ellick. Gosh, it's a beautiful day, huh?
Very pretty day.
It's going to be an amazing day.
Great
day. Put your house on the market.
I was going to say, there you go. The market seems to be shifting a little bit.
It is.
Have you discerned this?
Oh, yeah, for sure it is. So on a national level, the market has shifted as far as how many days of supply do we have? How many days on the market does the average contract or home go before it closes mm-hmm. from the minute it gets put on the market as an active listing? And traditionally, we've been running with this for quite a while now, about 30 to 35 days as
okay.
an average. And most of the markets now have creeped up to 100 days, so 3 months instead mm-hmm. of the 1 month.
Wow.
So we're starting to see a shift in the market. And like I said before we went on, if I had a house for sale or a piece of land or property, anything, if I were going to put it on the market, I would definitely do it now. I mean, I would not wait another day or two. Because, like, give you an example, there's a lot of things that are happening. Number one, for instance, mortgage applications. Well, I mean, not a big deal. People are still doing mortgage applications. No, actually, we're at a 22-year low right now in the receiving of mortgage applications. That means in the last 22 years, it hasn't been this low for
right.
that sector, for
mm-hmm.
instance.
And we've talked in weeks and months past about all the factors relating to this as well.
So we have to look at the different telltale signs that are trying to discern what the economy is going to do in the future. And for our buyers and sellers, we need to know that. But if I was a seller, I would definitely catch the tail end of the seller's market that's happening right now.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I don't think that we're going to enjoy the growth going forward. We're not. We're already seeing a huge slowdown in price, appreciation mm-hmm. there. And then the other thing is, I don't think we're going to have many buyers. I mean, the buyers are falling off the table. They're saying, no, I'm not going to buy right now. I'm just going to wait. I feel uneasy. I don't know about the economy. Inflation is too great. I don't know about this war. This war.
You're Russia's hearing involved. This every day,
yeah,
right?
Every single day. There's a million things, we've already gotten used to. We already made up our minds. We can't afford a house right now. Our salary isn't high enough. Mortgage rates are too high.
People who don't want to do something will always find an excuse.
That's true. But there's a lot of people who could do something who are choosing not to right now
mm-hmm.
because of a high level of uncertainty going forward to the market. Remember what I told you? When people get nervous, what do? They stand back, cross their arms, and wait.
So at this point, then, do sellers lower their prices?
Well, they make
adjustments.
They do, Carl. They do. So instead of getting, price appreciations of 5%, a quarter, we may have a quarter or two that we don't have any appreciation,
See.
And so what I'm saying is that I don't think prices are going to roll back.
Okay.
I just don't think they're going to continue to escalate the pace that we were seeing them escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's never been a better time to sell your house than right now. That is the truth.
Doesn't it take just a few people to roll them back to get that ball started, though? I mean, I'm thinking that if I've got my house, and I know my house is in my heart, not my actual house, but in, theory, I know my house is worth, I'll take 150 for it, but we've got it on the market for 260.
Uh-huh.
And the people are like, no, I'm not paying that. I'm not doing
right.
that. At what point in time do I go, okay, let's drop it to two, see what happens.
Right.
And
then I would do it in the first week or two.
Right.
If you don't have an offer on it in the first, say, 2 weeks, it would be my suggestion. And every house is different. Every situation is different. That's why it's so important, Ellick, that if a person is thinking about putting their house on the market, they get in touch with a realtor like myself who really knows the numbers, who knows those numbers inside and out, who will evaluate, take the time, spend 3 or 4 hours and evaluate that house in that neighborhood to come up with the best price for it that it will sell for and get you the most return for it in the shortest period of time. That's the key right there, understanding the numbers. So if you get out into the market, it'd be like not knowing how to drive a car, but yet you could buy one and you go out and start driving it. You don't know how. Well, navigating through a seller's market and or a buyer's market or any real estate market requires skill, and it requires patience and the ability to understand what's going on and what's happening behind the scenes, the things that we don't see, what's really happening. And that's where I think the biggest value comes in for folks that utilize my services in real estate. I think that they're getting many years of expertise along with a lot of clout, and somebody who really has a deep understanding for the numbers.
Yeah, and not a bad person to look at either.
Oh, my God, please.
You mentioned clout. We were talking offline before the on-air conversation here about the fact that Premier Homes and Properties is member and the only member in the Tri-Cities of a prestigious international real estate organization.
Yeah, leading real estate companies of the world. We were very fortunate to be selected to be their liaison and part of their foundership or part of their membership in this area. So it's really been a huge plus. And what that does, it networks us with agents and in other parts of the country, actually other parts of the world as well. I mean, we had one agent that was referring a listing in India, and we found a company there that was able to help his client. And so being able to network with other people that are on the top in their field is a huge plus, and we've really enjoyed that.
Back to the idea now you're talking about of getting your house on the market as soon as possible if you're a seller. The obviously the figures would dictate that you take that pretty seriously too. But at the same time, what if folks have been just holding back so long they're not ready? How long does it take when you've held back and suddenly you decide you want to? What is that? A 3 or 4 week, maybe a couple of months period?
No, it could be actually if it had to be, it could be within the same week, Carl. I mean, we can really react quickly. Somebody just pick up the phone and call me, and let's have that conversation about it. I don't think the bottom's going to fall out of the market overnight. It's going to be a progressive, slow moving thing. But to give you an example, Carl, the existing home sales just between May and June. Between May and June, dropped like 5%, 5.4% lower. Mm-hmm. So that's just in a one-month situation. We've seen existing home sales drop slightly, 5.4%. That's a lot.
Buyers pulling back.
So right now, I mean, we're at what I consider is the tail end of a seller's market. And I would strongly suggest that anybody who's interested in putting their house on the market and getting it, or at least having somebody evaluate it, give me a call out there, and don't wait another day if you can, because affordability is changing. It's constant challenge for buyers to be able to afford to buy these houses anymore as interest rates creep up and inflation creeps up. I mean, if I'm spending double the amount of money in my grocery bill, that means I have half as much to spend on my mortgage.
Is Gen Z, our Gen Z, however you want to phrase it, millennials, those at the lower end of the demographic that are now in the job market, are you finding that they're pulling back now because of all the situation that they're facing?
They can't
afford the down payments.
Affordability has been a big challenge for them. The other thing is they don't want to play the game. Okay, they really don't want to get into this bidding war game. They don't like that. It's not what they do. So that's really been a challenge for them, and we're seeing mainly the millennials pulling back.
You know, auto dealerships across the country, many of them are adopting what they call the one-price, no-haggle approach on pricing their automobiles. That's it. No back and forth, no nothing. There's a price. Do you see that kind of thing happening, perhaps, in the real estate market?
I don't, Carl, because I'll tell you why. Because how real estate and automotive differ is real estate is more unique in lots of different ways than comparing a 2018 Chevy Silverado, okay, with the premier package in it.
Okay.
For instance, give you an example.
I got it.
So those are easily comparable. And what drives that business, I think the automotive business, in answer to your question, is changing, and we're going to see some changes in that. I never understood why automotive dealerships had these big dealerships with all this real estate, and they inventoried and floor planned all these cars in hopes that somebody would buy them someday. You know, I think that special ordering a car makes about as much sense as going in and special ordering, ordering your supper at a restaurant. I mean, it just makes sense. So I don't quite understand the old model, and I'm kind of liking the new model. It makes sense. And automobile, they're entitled to make a profit. Why not let them make their profit? Everybody else is making a profit.
But the single fixed price sort of thing.
I like that. They had that in Florida before I moved here years ago. A Honda dealership out there was doing that. We have one price, no haggle. I met with the owner. I even tried to negotiate with the owner. He would not negotiate. That was his policy, and I loved it, just so you know. Because that way everybody feels like they're getting a square deal.
Yeah. You don't go in with false expectations.
Right. And I think that's the housing market's kind of like that, too. We've heard so much different points of view on the housing market, and now we're seeing tons of analysts predicting the future of the housing market and the economy. But one thing we do know is the economy is slowing down. Inflation has driven people into that mode right now, and people are having to make choices. And buying a house is a choice, too. But buying a house depends on needs and somebody's budget. And both of them have to work. And if the budget doesn't work, guess what? They don't buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as things go up and people spend more money on groceries and whatever else is going up, which is everything it is, everybody's capturing part of that inflationary bug. But I think we'll continue to see a slowdown in the house buying, mm-hmm. for sure.
Interesting observation. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, he's got all the facts and figures at his hand. Give him a call. What's the number?
Well, my office number is 530-7077, and my cell number, my direct number, is 423-946-7575.
Yeah, very good. 946-7575. Bill Hall, Premier Homes and Properties. We will talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.